It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it, it's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone.
Good day, time is 7 after the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Check us out at DougSteffen.com. Us being Jennifer Horn, you can see pictures, get her whole life story at DougSteffen.com. Her home address is there if you want to go visit her.
Oh, yeah.
It's very cool. Yeah.
Come on by.
Yeah.
I'll make a martini.
You might get lost in one of the potholes in the road, though, on the way to the house.
It's happened to me.
Take that into it. Yeah.
There's always a party in the neighborhood. That's
exactly.
There is. And Chihuahua Ranch, too, if you need a dog. Come on by.
There you go.
Rich McFadden is also a game. Lots of exciting things. Success is connected to our program. Continuous action focused on trying to get you to hang out with us because we're so successful. Actually, we are. We have success in our own lives, in our own way. It's how you measure it. And one of the things that happens to people is they give up before they feel like they're defeated. How many people, if Mitt Romney had given up, and just said, you know what? I guess Obama's going to win. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to show up anymore.
One and done. I'm not
going
to run.
I'm going home.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. So you take, and there are how many other people that have been successful in different ways, whether it's in business or in life, romance, health things, trying to overcome whatever it is that needs to be overcome. You're only finished when you quit. If you stop, the most important quality essential to being on top is perseverance. It overcomes almost everything, even nature. Keep showing up. And that's what's happened. I would say that about me. I just keep showing up. And that you got to do that.
That you do.
It's not over until it's over. You are a failure only when you stop. If you have the courage to stick with it, we're starting the 25th year of this program, actually, next week. And if I'd done what everybody said that I ought to do, or if from back in the beginning of this, 25 years ago, he can't do this kind of a program in the morning. Nah, nobody will take that. Nobody will listen to that. You're crazy. Do it in the midday. Well, I've thought about that a couple of times. But
it's a great idea about 3 a.m. when my alarm goes off.
Right.
Yeah, well, tomorrow when mine goes off earlier than that, because
you'll be right
I'm
with
in the same
me.
Time zone. Anyway, winning isn't everything. Wanting to win is. Perhaps words to the wise. As we get started, the stories in the in this hour of Good Day, Beyond Good Day, thinking more thoroughly in looking at some of the things around the world that people are talking about. I was curious about a fellow who was speaking at a poetry meeting in northern India this past weekend. It shows you how small the world is, that we're talking about a poetry reading and meeting in India. And at this meeting, an Indian cabinet minister was speaking. He said, quote, an old victory, like a wife of many years, loses its charm over time. Footage of his comments has been aired on news channels all around India. Women's groups around the world now have decided to make him their cause celeb. And the locals there are looking for help in trying to get him out of Congress. Their parliament, that's what our Congress is. The opposition party demanded an apology from the minister for making a sexist remark. The chair of the National Commission for Women called the minister's comments very unfortunate. We'll write a letter to the prime minister. We demand an apology. So this is one of those things. I mean, under the circumstances of the world in which we live in, you got to remember, everybody's got a microphone on or a camera on. Never, ever, ever can you speak anywhere and not have it recorded. I think that's number one lesson. Number two, even in India, there are, I say even in India, because I think most Americans think India is a very backward country, when in fact it's not. Anything backward about
India,
it is,
no.
There are too many people there,
right.
And too many people being born. They need negative or zero population.
Oh, man, anybody you know that's
horrible
gone there,
country.
It's a sewer.
Awful. But yet the people
are too many people.
Quite smart. Right, they can't handle all the people.
Right.
Like what we're heading for here in our country, you have too many people, can't control all these people. At any rate, this group, or the groups who are after this guy, have, I mean, you can make an argument that his comments were, you could maybe get that they were taken out of context. An old victory, like an old wife, loses its charm over time. And it was something, I think there was a historical battle fought in India. You know, the Pakistan and the Indians were fighting for years. The whole Middle East is like the Middle, I'm sorry, the whole Far East is like the Middle East, the tinderbox. And India is kind of right on that cusp between the Far East and the Middle East. And there are all kinds of warring factions because there are all kinds of crazy sects, S-E-C-T-S, and they're just always at each other. So anyway, this is something that is much ado about nothing, but yet it does cause us to think about something that is that you throw away. Comments are thrown away. The world is still full of sexist pigs. I think that's really what this amounts to. And whether this is something that was silly or serious, whatever, there still is way too much sexism, I think, in the world. I think there is too much in America. I think there's racism. I think there's sexism. I think there's all kinds of problems with those who don't understand others' religions. It's just over and over and all. If we were better educated, do you think we'd be better able to handle people who are different from us? Is that what causes it?
I think it's the way our brains process people. And I don't think a lot of people mean to be sexist or racist, but I think it's how our brain classifies people in our mind.
For example,
when I'm thinking about describing someone, I will fully say it's the black guy, it's the white girl, it's the whatever. It's not because I have anything against anybody. I think you guys can all testify to the fact that I'm a very loving, accepting person of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But yet that's the way my brain classifies things.
That's the way everybody's brain classifies.
Yeah.
Not everybody, but lots of people.
I think many people. And, you know, even with the whole men versus women thing, my dad is a great believer in women's ability in the workplace. I was talking to him over the weekend, and we were talking about the presidential election, and he was saying, man, I wish Hillary were running. Everybody keeps saying that.
Yeah.
And he goes, but she really needs to cut her hair. And I let him have it, because it seems like any time anybody mentions Hillary Clinton, the next thing is, well, she wears too many pantsuits, or she's fuddy-duddy, or she has stupid hair, or she looks like a man, or it's always a comment about how she looks instead of her accomplishments.
Yep.
So it's always, she's great, but. And I think that's not because we mean to, it's just how we process people.
It happens.
And until we change that thinking, though, I don't think we can ever truly be non-racist or sexist. I think there will always be that.
It happens that way in the election with Obama and Romney or whoever else. Two other guys are running it. It's a popularity contest of who they like the way they look.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, anymore, you know, maybe 100, 150 years ago, an ugly guy would be able to be president. Not anymore.
Nope.
It's the tall, good-looking guy.
Yep.
That's it. Or the tall, good-looking woman, possibly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, you're right. Hillary has that going against her. She doesn't have that.
Every time, talk to someone about Hillary. Yeah.
Right.
Talk to someone about Hillary Clinton today, and I guarantee you they're going to say something complimentary first, and then they're going to say something about her looks. It's always the second sentence.
Yep.
It always is. With
sure.
Her.
Yeah.
But that's the way we think.
Well, it's a drawback. It's not good. Not healthy.
It's human nature, but it's not even human nature. It happens with your cows. It happens with dogs. It happens with all animals.
My cows segregate themselves. Dark cows are in one part of the pasture. Light cows are in another part of the pasture. That's just the way it is. Caste system.
Why can't you make your cows come together as one?
I don't know, Rishi. I'll have to try to work on that. Thanks for the suggestion. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for men and women who have served to protect our freedom, served in our military. So important that all of you do what you can to support veterans once they come back to America. And that's the purpose of the Purple Heart Service Foundation. They provide a lot of services, a lot of programs for veterans of all stripes. Veterans. They need your help. The government doesn't do a good job. We all know that. So here are programs that are aimed at helping veterans in all kinds of ways. Claims, education, job training, medical care, and they will help homeless veterans as well. So how'd you like to help out after I describe the Purple Heart Service Foundation for you? How'd you like to help them out? They need your help. You can help by providing funding for many exceptional veterans programs. All of the donations that you send their way, cash could be something, car, boat, something that they can sell, all completely tax deductible. Here's the number to call for the Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631. Again, that number is 877-743-1631. That's for any kind of cash or credit card donation, whatever it is. The donations warmly accepted. Good for you because they're all tax deductible. Here's the number, 877-743-1631.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger!
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
In the nation, we can't make traffic jams or love handles disappear, but we can eliminate deductibles. You'll get $100 off for every year of safe driving when you add Vanishing Deductible from Nationwide Insurance. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Optional feature subject to eligibility, underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Max credit $500. Details and availability vary by state. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Paul Winslow, Second Class Petty Officer, United States Navy.
We were there over Christmas one time and still had our Christmas party on the ship. We all collected. We had 500 in our crew. And we all collected money. Instead of giving gifts, we gave it to a party for young little kids, orphans. And we had a Christmas party for them aboard ship. And they had turkey dinner and a whole full. They had a full meal. And that was pretty nice because it wasn't all bad. It was all pretty good, I think.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exergen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Want to connect with Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, or anyone of the Good Day crew? Then hey, check out their team page with photos, blogs, and links to their Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages. It's all on the team page at DougStephan.com. The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.
If you like cow's milk, You'll love Camel Milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, Camel Milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try Camel Milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The Camel Milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Halloween, and yesterday I got into a very spirited discussion with a few 20-something, 30-something about what to be for Halloween this year. And I know you don't dress up.
You see the picture of that dinosaur that we had yesterday at DougStephan.com?
Oh, man,
if you haven't seen that, there's a picture. I think it was actually
a video.
Right.
It's a video of
the
guy who made a dinosaur costume.
Right.
And with the exception of his legs coming out of the bottom of it, this thing looks like a real...
very realistic. Baby Tyrannosaurus
T-Rex. Yeah,
Rex.
Looks like a baby T-Rex.
T-Rex. Video
very
of the day.
Cool.
Ideas for Halloween at DougStephan.com.
No, yeah.
You could try.
Try.
So, Rich, do you dress up when you take your kids?
Sometimes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so Americans this year are... on tap to spend $3 billion on Halloween costumes, okay?
Yeah. How's that recession doing?
He looked crazy.
So I did a little Google search this morning. That the National Retail Federation has come up with their 2012 top costume survey list. So if you need inspiration, here is what the most popular costumes are. For kids, Batman is the first most popular, well, actually second most popular, princess, and then Batman. One of the fun elements of Halloween this year, there's been a very big surge in Barack Obama and Mitt Romney masks, of course, because that's very topical.
Right.
But I thought we'd go through the top adult costumes, some of the kids' costumes, and then costumes for your pet, because I don't know, some people like to dress with their dogs, yeah.
Really?
So the top adult costumes for 2012, number one is the witch, two is the vampire, three is the pirate, our matey. Number four is a Batman character. Five is zombie. Zombies are big right now because I think we're having the zombie apocalypse. 6 is a vixen, 7 is a princess, and then 8, there's a tie between a ghost and a nurse. I think you could be clever and be a ghost nurse, actually. Number 9 is a cat, and number 10 is Superman. I've seen a lot of Spider-Man costumes out this year, too, because of the movie. For kids, the top costumes, number 1 is a princess, 2 Batman, 3 Spider-Man, 4 a witch, 5 a Disney princess, so cute, 6 an action superhero, 7 a pirate, 8 a vampire, 9 a zombie, and 10 a ghost. I thought this was kind of an interesting list as well for the pet costumes because they actually took a survey on pet costumes. But the top 5, according to the National Retail Federation, are a pumpkin, a devil, a hot dog, a cat, and Cher is number 5.
Huh? Where'd Cher come from?
Dressing your dog, I don't know, but I want to know how you dress your dog as Cher. It's kind of interesting.
That's funny.
Isn't that funny? Other things on the list, tacos, lederhosen, an elephant, and a superhero. Very funny. So what are your kids going to be for Halloween, Rich?
Sean is at that age now where he wants to be something scary and gory, so he wanted to be the Scream guy.
Mm-hmm.
And Juliana is going to be...
Do they let them dress up like that on the way to go to school?
I think they do. I have to check. I mean, you know, once you get into that fifth grade, that's when everybody wants to be something, you know.
Right.
Juliana's going to be strawberry shortcake.
Oh.
And I think I'm going to tie some helium balloons to my back.
Right, you can be the jumper Baumgartner.
Balloon boy?
Paint my hair gray and be the guy Ed Asner played in Up.
Huh.
With the old man sweater.
That's a cute idea.
Yeah.
You can look just like me, then my hair's all turned gray.
Exactly.
All right.
I'll be you with helium balloons on my back.
Really? How does it sound when you're doing helium? I can't make that sound. How do you make it? What does it sound like on a human?
I'll be scary.
Here's Rich Scary here on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
America, it's time to wake up to more value. Join America's Best Value Inn's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next day, a room upgrade and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvalueinn.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value Inn.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is the kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli. From USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson. Dr. Norman Shealy. Matt Stein. Dr. Joel Wallach. Larry Pratt. John Moore. Lisa Bedford. Marjorie Wildcraft. And 50 more. Get Prepared Expo. GetPreparedExpo.com. November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Doug Steffen, good day program. Jennifer Horn is here and Rich McFadden. Roberta had a nasty spill, look like, Richie,
yeah,
in the email.
Yeah, it looks like she fell off of a stool.
She has, man, whatever's going on with her.
She's going to have a horseshoeectomy because had that thing reinserted because it's just not going well for her lately.
Right. Yeah. Find a good way to have her move ahead. We're always interested in moving ahead, as you know. The last month or so, you've heard a lot of conversation on the program about these green jobs for veterans. The folks at Eco2 have put together a program. Actually, I think when we first got started on this, Carrie Peterson, who runs Eco2, was here to talk about a concept. But now, in fact, if you're a veteran and you want a job, you go to a website called greenjobsforveterans.com and you find out what the possibilities are. It's a pretty cool idea, so I thought we'd have...
Very cool.
Isn't that very... I mean, yeah. Think about all the people that we all know. You know, Jennifer knows, I know people who are veterans. And as a matter of fact, I've talked about this on the air any number of times, how badly the government that they serve, and they serve us through the government, treats many of these people. A lot of them don't have an opportunity to get jobs. They haven't been able to find them. They're destitute. So here's a company that comes along with a novel idea. So, Carrie, maybe what we do is start with the concept of Eco2, what it does, where the idea came from, and then we'll wander into how, if you're a veteran, you can apply for a job, a green job, with Eco2. Hi.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you?
Hey, Doug, how's it going over there?
I think we're all right. Let's bring people around to the idea of eco-2. There are a lot of these environmental companies, green, so-called green companies. What does eco-2 do?
Well, eco-2 creates energy efficiency solutions that reduce carbon emissions and energy consumption in transport and facilities. So a pretty universal solution that, you can't find something that's, regional or something that's global. Typically, you've got a lot of things that are restricted to specific territories. So all of our solutions are late stage development, already at the marketplace, really conventional, nothing that's ingenious or widgets that are fill savers like a lot of the other green companies that are out there. We stick with the basics that are sustainable, that we can, keep coming back more and more and reduce carbon emissions in these particular territories that we have currently contracted.
All right. So you provide services and products that are used here in our country and elsewhere around the globe that simply reduce carbon emissions. Those people who say that we have a problem in the ozone or wherever it is, and that's affecting climate change, and climate change affects the earth, all of that stuff may be great philosophy to have a conversation about, but what you're really doing is putting together people who have come up with proven ideas and proven solutions to work on this problem. And again, it's not just in America, it's pretty much all around the world where you're setting up these operations, right?
That's correct.
So under the circumstances, what kind of products? You have some automotive designs that are applicable. You're setting up plants in various countries around the world to reduce energy consumption. How's all of this? Give us a few examples of the kind of products that are coming out and are successful. The reason that I'm asking you to be more specific is because we've all heard the news stories about our government investing in various green. I mean, we overuse the term. The whole concept of being green is so broad. You sort of brought it in to some specific areas, but I don't want people to confuse what you do with some of the other companies that, again, have gone to the well, asked for help from the government, and have disappeared with the money. That's not really your. You've got a publicly traded company, and you've managed to get a focus on what actually is needed versus pie-in-the-sky stuff.
Well, the solutions that Eco-2 Tech, we're obviously a company that's subsidiary to RV Plus, or ticker symbol RVPL. What we do is we manufacture and distribute solutions similar to a lot of the green companies that are out there that are, in the marketplace, whereas our products are more sustainable, meaning a metal conditioner, an alloy product, an organic chemical that enhances the agricultural or environmental, overall it reduces the carbon emissions that these devices are currently already generating carbon emissions. Say, for example, a fossil-filled boiler, we've got, transport, for motor vehicles that use fossil fuels. These aren't going to go anywhere. Instead of trying to create a solution that would get rid of use of all fossil fuels or electricity, we try to find preventions that, reduce the energy consumption of these devices rather than trying to wipe them out completely. So we've got, say, for example, a metal conditioner or concentrated fill treatment that is a patented product. And what happens is we use this product in motor vehicles, buses, manufacturing facilities, transport, public transportation, public facilities, air conditioning units, refrigeration units, and overall, these particular devices use the majority of our energy consumption, thus creating carbon emissions in the world.
All right, so what I'm hearing is that you are trying to use things that are of reality, the reality-based solutions versus those people who just say, we've got to eliminate all carbon emissions. You're not going to do that. So you're frustrating yourself trying to, the people who are well-intentioned but unrealistic, you're not going to reduce, at least in our lifetime or the next three or four lifetimes, you're not going to reduce as long as there's oil around and coal. the need that we have to use them for energy. So what I hear you saying is that ECO2 is trying to work within the system to make the tools that we use now more environmentally friendly. That's what I hear you saying in a nutshell.
That's correct. There's a lot of clean technologies that are out there. I won't say that the others that are currently in the marketplace aren't, you know, serving its cause or not effective. However, ours are, you know, very economically viable. You know, my product doesn't cost, you know, $20 million and takes 18 months to put up a renewable energy plant. You know, a lot of these particular solutions that are out there are just very expensive, and they're not sustainable. And it might be a, you know, one-time deal where you install a particular product that, you know, it works for a short period of time, and then you've got to replace it with something else 7 years later, or the results, they, you know, decline from the time that you originally install it. And ours, just they keep, you know, creating results. So there's never a time that, it, you know, it becomes insignificant to its cause.
All right. So now let's talk specifically about, within the framework of this company and what you're doing here and around the world, the jobs that are available for veterans. What sort of jobs and where?
Well, currently we've got a contract with the Afghan government, and you know, we're over in Nigeria, and this is the largest country in Africa that they've got a huge carbon emissions problem. I mean, the greenhouse gases are very high compared to, you know, a lot of the other countries, and you know, they've got transport, you know, they currently don't use electric stoves typically like we do in America. They're trying to get their carbon footprint down and use less energy, because energy in those countries are far more expensive than we pay for electricity in America, which obviously is expensive in America as well, right?
Yeah.
The cost of electricity and gas. So these jobs are for project development, project management, installation, project monitoring, you know, mostly logistical. We've got a lot of, you know, jobs that they'll be just monitoring a lot of the sites where we've installed our products to make sure that they're working effectively. So there's a lot of different requirements that we have to abide by, you know, obtaining the financial aid from the various parties that are associated with the United Nations and private parties that are charitable funds, that they're basically they fund our projects, because the foreign governments obviously are pledged these funds, but nobody just writes a blank check to the foreign country. They have to have an accredited NGO like ECO2 Corp to come into the country and deploy these particular project. So we bring over our workforce to these countries and fulfill these particular objectives. So these logistical jobs that are available, a lot of these veterans are coming from overseas operations already tied to U.S. military. So we deploy experienced parties that are used to being overseas and have the skill set to fulfill our projects.
And it's a coordinating company. ECO2 is a coordinating company putting all of these various projects together, and that's really what you're looking for. People who have the ability to be quasi-managerial, it sounds like.
Well, there's a diversified you know, type of job and skill set that, I mean, you could be, say, for example, have a clerical job working from an office. You could work in a warehouse of shipping and receiving. You could work on our manufacturing and assembly line. You could be a driver just delivering product to these facilities that are using our product. So, you know, there's a different types of jobs that are available. It's not just, you know, one job that you have to be experienced or qualified for. You could have experience in just project management or, you know, project development. It really depends on what your background is, and we do a lot of training, so it's not something you get stuck in one position. There's a lot of room for growth. You could come in on an entry-level job and within a year or so be a manager on a project.
All right, so it's greenjobsforveterans.com. What's the pay? People, when this announcement runs on the program, people always call and say, okay, how much am I going to, what's the pay rate? And it's different, I would think, for different jobs, obviously, but give people an idea of what sort of pay they would get for engaging in some of these jobs that are available.
Well, the salary is quite competitive. Obviously, it's not a wage. All of our employees so far are salary-based. You can, be up to $80,000 per year. There's employee benefits, obviously, 401k plan. We are a public company, so, RVPL, provides stock options to its employees. There's definitely a lot of opportunities. Entry-level job, you could start at $40,000 a year, but within the next year or so, you could be making twice that, depending on the position and the type of project performance that you've shown working for the company.
All right, so here it is again, greenjobsforveterans.com. Check out the opportunities here and around the world, greenjobsforveterans.com. Kerry Peterson with Echo 2, thank you. That's a great explanation. 20 after the hour, good day.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougStephan.com.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. When we're together, things just work. My pipes rumble, and my engine screams like an eagle. A happy eagle, not one of those angry eagles. You know? Yeah, you know.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badgers.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
In the nation, trees fall, traffic lights fail, ceilings come down, and brakes lock up. And when the you-know-what hits the fan, Nationwide Insurance hits the ground running. Because you're not just our first priority, you're our only priority. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Sergeant Robert Erickson, 2nd Marine Division, United States Marine Corps.
A big moment was July 27th, 1953. They had come to an agreement that there'd be a ceasefire. I went back in 03 and invited by the government, the Korean government, South Korean government, to return to Valley of the Beagle for the 50th anniversary, because that original July 27th, I was the bugler that signaled the ceasefire. And it was quite a thrill.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
If you go to DougSteffen.com, you can see the stories of the stores, the peanut butter products that have been pulled. Remember, it started, was it last week? Two weeks ago.
Peanut butter products that have been pulled.
I feel like I'm talking to Sylvester the cat. I'm for it.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
From the Pet Show, Warren Eckstein, the host of that program, is heard around the country, around the world, around the corner, up the street. Everybody's listening on the weekend to the Pet Show. Warren has all kinds of insight when it comes to taking care of your pets. Matter of fact, on the bottom of the page in the Better Living box at DougSteffen.com, we're carrying a story that you have blogged. I guess you blogged about this. You told the story about dogs getting high on marijuana.
Yeah.
And how much of a problem it is in places like Colorado. The dogs are around where the marijuana is. So what does that do?
Look at my tail. It's like going back and forth, dude.
Yeah, if you come
toss me that bone, dude. Like
if you come home and your dog's lying on his back listening to Jimi Hendrix, then perhaps he has a bit of a problem.
You know, he might have gotten into something.
Get your nose out of there, man. You don't know where it's been.
It's not something new, though. It's just I think more and more people that are using medical cannabis, which is fine. I'm pro medical cannabis. But the bottom line is, if you're going to have any type of drug in your household, whether it be aspirin, whether it be the cannabis, whatever it is, you have to be safe. You have to keep it away from kids, and you have to keep it away from pets. You have no idea, Doug, how many dogs and cats get sick and die every year, not from illegal drugs, but from legal drugs that people leave around, like a prescription on their night table.
into this stuff, yeah.
Amazing. So you got to really, really be careful. Now, with marijuana, it's a little bit different because it's kind of, you know, it is an attractant. Dogs are attracted to it, and it can be make them very sick and cause a lot of problems. For them.
Honey, this is strange. The pantry door is open, and the only thing that's missing is the box of Twinkies.
Uh-huh. So it's something to be aware of. Our video of the day today, Warren, has a video of dog shaming. The video features a dog who seems to have a lot to apologize for. You know how people, their children are not doing well in school, so they walk onto the street corner and say, I'll do better in school next year. And so these dogs and their misdeeds, I don't get that, frankly.
I don't get it either.
I don't find it amusing either.
I did a story on my show, this whole dog-shaming thing. First of all, dogs have nothing to be ashamed about, right? They walk around butt naked and poop in front of us.
They're going to be, like their pair. They're
like
their
Rich.
They're going to be like their owners.
You're right, you know, but in other words, people say to me, Warren, your dogs must be perfect. They can do nothing in the world to embarrass you or shame you. And I say, you know what? I don't want a perfect dog. I like to walk up to my dogs once in a while and say, sit and have them look up at me and say, hey, you talking to me, Dad? You know, I like dogs with a little bit of an attitude. I like to be embarrassed by my dogs once in a while.
Yeah.
But that's
right.
Just me.
That's just you. Okay. So there's a, let's see here, a pet treat that you have to make sure you're not giving to your dog. The FDA says it's responsible for the deaths of a lot of dogs. Pet treats in general, what's your advice to people who call you or who ask questions about whether or not to give dogs treats? Are there some that are better than others and some that won't have negative impact?
Here's the rule, and I'm going to brag about my website, for example. Everything I sell on my website is made right here in America. If you're going to give your dog any type of treat whatsoever, make sure that it's made here in the United States, because we do have much more regulation here mm-hmm. than we have in other places. So I don't buy anything there. I've just been posting on Facebook for the last month or two about all these chicken jerkies and these other jerkies that are being recalled and are making dogs sick. So the bottom line is, not only because I'm patriotic, but buy American. It's a lot safer. And if you're really, really concerned, you might want to consider looking up on the internet and finding some recipes and making your own treats. Now, my dogs get carrots as treats. I've convinced my dogs that carrots, excuse me, are made out of liver and bologna.
Really?
So the bottom line is, if I say CC or carrot cookies, they're right there waiting to get it. It's a much healthier treat for them, and it's good for their teeth.
Yeah, my dog used to love little carrots.
That's what I buy, about a little washed carrot.
Charlotte likes them if they're cooked. Any of the veggies have a little bit of some kind of a sauce or connected to something that has a little taste to it.
Yeah.
And
she never went for anything soft or mushy.
Really?
Huh.
Yeah. All right, what do you think, Warren, about these hotels now trying to fetch more guests? There are new rules for bringing pets in. I found it very restrictive when traveling with Charlotte sometimes. I mean, I bring her into hotels even if I'm not supposed to because she's not going to do any harm, and I know she's not, so bring her in the back door. But hotels trying to open up a little bit? I noticed you blogged on that a while ago.
Yeah, I think more and more people are traveling with their pets, and more hotels are opening, like Motel 6s, the fancy hotels like the Ritz-Carlton. They're all accepting pets, and some of the hotels actually have pet sitters on staff. They actually will take your dog for a walk.
Really?
Feed your dog. They'll bathe your dog. You can get your dog a massage. They'll give your dog china dishes to eat out of, like my dog would care if it's china or stainless steel. But the bottom line is, I think it's a good idea. The only thing I would be careful of is I would make sure that if I'm staying at a hotel and there is someone there that's watching my dog or taking care of my dog, I would make sure I interview that person as if it was my kid's pediatrician.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there's some more words to the wise from pet expert extraordinaire Warren.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctor's Don't Lie Guy. They're disturbing health facts in the United States. We are now 60th in life expectancy, 41st in infant mortality. Autism is up from 1 in 10,000 to now 1 in 88. Over 100 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. We're the most obese nation in the world. Arthritis and Alzheimer's disease are skyrocketing. Pediatric cancer is up over 10,000%. There is a better way. Don't miss my 90 for Life free lecture Monday, October 15th at Falcon Ridge Middle School at Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or call 877-279-9422. 877-279-9422. With over 30,000 autopsies and billions of research dollars, we have answers to the health issues ailing Americans. My 90 for Life lecture is free and could save your life. Monday, October 15th, Falcon Ridge Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota, or call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422.